There's a picture on the screen. It's Sunday, but it looks like we might be at school. We've got our chalkboard there, our heart, a little mathematical equation. It's the series that we're looking at the moment, looking at how we can love like God. And one of the things we're thinking about this morning is, we've brought some gifts today because it's harvest. And we've said thank you to God. And I think that's brilliant that we can do that. And these gifts are going to be given to other people to help them. And there's gifts in here as well. There's money being given that's going to help people in other parts of the world. But sometimes, I don't know if you relate to this, do you ever feel a bit powerless, really? Is the thing, actually, there are things that I would love to do, but the scale of the problem, what's happening to those people in those refugee camps? What's happening when people are struggling, even in our own town? How to just feel a bit powerless. I think, what can I do? What can I do? And yet we've already sung it this morning. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I'm rich because of what Jesus has done. So we've got a story this morning, and I think God wants to speak to us about how he can use what we are and even the little that we've got and do the most amazing things. In other words, when we combine our lives and our love with his, what's the other bit of the equation? It's our lightning bolt, isn't it? It's the power of God doing extraordinary things. You're being so patient. Let's get on with this story. If you didn't want to come down, it's okay because we've got the pictures for you to look at on the screen anyway. So, our story is called Filled Full. Is that all right? If you can see the pictures, great. I'm going to try and wave them. There were once 5,000 tired and hungry and probably very grumpy people. Do you get grumpy when you're hungry? Yeah, me too. People were sitting on the hillside. They'd been listening to Jesus, and now they wanted their dinner. They'd come to hear Jesus. They came before breakfast. They stayed all morning. They stayed all afternoon and way past dinner. And no one had meant it to be that long. But that's how it was, listening to Jesus, as if time didn't even exist. People could listen to Jesus for hours, and on this particular day, that is just what they did. But they hadn't brought enough food, and they couldn't just go and buy themselves a burger and fries to go, because of course, they're in the middle of nowhere, and there were no shops, and there were no restaurants, and that kind of food hadn't even been invented anyway. So what would they do? Jesus' friends had an idea. They said, let's send everyone home for their dinner. Is that a good idea? Yeah. Yeah, we've got mixed opinions down here. I don't know what you're thinking. Some people think it's a good idea. Some people are not convinced. Jesus said, they don't need to go. You can give them something to eat. Did Jesus want them to travel all the way to town and buy food for everyone? Jesus' friends panicked. Do you know what that means? Start to feel a bit frightened, think, oh, what am I supposed to do? What am I going to do? We don't have enough money, they said. What food have you got? Jesus asked. Go and see. Now, there was a little boy in the crowd. He had brought a lunch that his mum had made for him that morning. He looked at his 5 loaves and 1, 2 fish. It wasn't much, not nearly enough for 5,000, but it was all that he had. I've got something, he said. Jesus' friends laughed when they saw his little lunch. But that's not nearly enough, they said. But they were wrong. It is enough. Jesus knew it didn't matter how much the little boy had, God would make it enough, more than enough. Jesus said, bring me what you have. And so the little boy gave Jesus his lunch. And Jesus winked at the little boy. Can you wink for me? That's good. We've got blinking, we've got winking. Can you wink with the other eye? Well done. Adults too? Anyone? Yeah, good. That's one, Eric. Jesus winked at the boy and whispered in his ear, "Watch." So, how in the world will Jesus feed everyone with just that? Jesus' friends said, because they thought it was impossible. Do you think it's impossible?
No.
Well, it seems pretty unlikely though, doesn't it? Anyway, Jesus knew, this is the thing, Jesus knew the one who made all the fish in the oceans. Jesus knew the one who in the very beginning had made everything out of nothing at all. How hard would something like this be for someone like that? Not hard. If you want the commentary, not hard. Jesus took the little boy's lunch, he looked up to heaven, and he thanked his father. Then Jesus gave the little lunch back to his friends. And Jesus' friends started to hand out the food. And you know what? It was the strangest thing. No matter how much they broke off, there was always more and more and more, enough for 5,000. Everyone ate as much as they wanted. Second helpings, third helpings, even fourths, until they were all full. And still, there were leftovers. Well, Jesus did many miracles like this. Things people thought couldn't happen. They weren't natural. But it was the most natural thing in all the world. It's what God had been doing from the beginning, of course, taking the nothing and making it everything. Taking the emptiness and filling it up. Taking the darkness and making it light. And taking whatever it is we bring and give to Him and making it into something amazing. Well, that's good news, isn't it? Jesus took the little boy's lunch and he made it enough to feed that whole crowd. So, I wonder what people felt, the people who were there on that day. What do you think? Did you say amazed? Surprised. That's a really good word, isn't it? It is surprising what Jesus did. Any other things that you think people felt on that day? Yeah? Amazed. Surprised. Amazed. Are there any situations you can think of where you just think, it's impossible. I can't do anything about that. We could never find enough money to do something about that. Where could we get enough to solve that problem? Some of us might be thinking about things like that. And there's a message for us today, isn't there? That Jesus took one little boy's lunch and made it more than enough. There's a lovely verse in John chapter 6, verse 6, where Jesus says, "You give them something to eat." And one of the disciples is probably freaking out. And then it says, and John's little note says, he already knew what he wanted to do. I don't know if Jesus winked. Give me another one of those winks. Can you do that? But I love it that Jesus already knew what he could do. He knew what his heavenly Father could do. If we just bring what we've got and offer it to him, he can do the most amazing things. So I think God's showing us to be brave, like that little boy, because the disciples almost made him feel silly, I think. But we can be brave and see what God can do. And we can have faith that there is something we can bring, something we can do, whether it's here in our town and in our lives, or around the other side of the world, in Syria, or some of those places you might have been hearing about and praying about with mums or dads or at school. But God wants to take what we give, whatever it may be, and do more than we could ask, more than we could imagine, because that is how he loves to work. So the message, the take home for us, is We're a church that talk about front lines, aren't we? We talk about wanting to be making a difference wherever we go. And there's a word for us or a picture for us in this scripture. Read John 6 again at home. But it shows us that we can never go to those front lines with the mindset that I have nothing I can bring. Because whatever we bring into those places at home, at work, at school, whatever we can bring, like 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus will bless it and will do more than we could ever imagine. Do something glorious or surprising or amazing, because he wants to bless people and show them how rich in love, in kindness, in mercy God is. Amen. Amen.